The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright. The power to create a happier, healthier life drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected. A place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. Well, guess who we have on tonight? The ever youthful and beautiful actress and healer, Dee Wallace. We pre-recorded the show, but as you will notice that the information she gives out to callers is something that you will all be able to identify with. It was such a great treat for me to catch up with Dee after so many years, and yet... It was just like we had talked yesterday, so I am thrilled to have her back onto my show. Now, things are really heating up with the Jack Canfield event. Oh my goodness, I've got to tell you about something so exciting. We've got a brand new speaker who is coming onto my show next week. He is speaking at this event, and he is a modern-day miracle worker. Sanjay Nemar, who is a wireless developer of 3G and 4G technology, is from the Himalayas. And guess what? He invented new technology that releases the blocks so that miracles are possible and recognizable in your life. So, guess what? I'm so excited about this. He is going to be beaming this new technology direct from the Himalayas to all of the attendees at the event. I am so excited. We are all going to be zapped. Now, our friend, Dr. Jim Albino, has been using this technology for the last month, and he is absolutely amazed by the things that are happening in his life. So not only are you going to see Jack Canfield, Howard Martin, Dr. David Che, you are going to be experiencing this miracle technology sent to you directly from the Himalayan mountains. You're going to learn more about this next week, but I can guarantee you that this event is going to be so life-changing. I've got two free tickets to give away. If you are in the California area, send me an email at jules@loaradionetwork.com and you're going to get them. If you are outside of the Los Angeles area, there are still a few hotel rooms left under Law of Attraction package that has the guaranteed low rates. These rates, believe me, are so much more affordable than Palm Springs. So contact me. And if you need roommates to split the cost of the rooms, well, I've got some great possibilities for you too. So don't let anything stop you from this incredible event. Miracles are going to be happening, and they're going to be happening to you. If you want to go, talk to me personally and see how we can make this happen for you. Everything is possible. You are unlimited. You can create this, and I know you want to. Remember, send me an email at jules@loaradionetwork.com. We've got some great news. Our new Android mobile app is now on Google Play. If you want to download it without searching on Google Play, just go to loaradionetwork.com while you're on your phone and scroll down until you see the Android app to download. Open that, install it on your phone, and you are good to go. Next week, our iPhone version will be up, and I will have a link to that from our website as well. So, you know what I want to do right now? I want to talk about this mysterious and sometimes elusive thing called money, because it's only an illusion, like life. Now, consciousness creates everything you experience, down to the smallest detail. Everything. Do you find it hard to believe that you could be creating everything you experience? Consider your dreams at night. You lie down, close your eyes, fall asleep, and you have experiences. In those dreams, your consciousness creates entire worlds, people, places, things, and they appear absolutely real and solid. But yet, they're not. They're all made up. All creations of your consciousness. The same thing is true when you have daydreams or visualized experiences in your imagination. Think about it for a minute. When you dream, you appear to see out of the eyes of the person you are in the dream with, right? Yet, where are the eyes? There aren't any. Where are you while all of this is going on? You're not just inside the person you appear to be. You're actually inside absolutely everything in the dream. You are in all people, in all objects, and in all living things you interact with. You are even in the very space and environment the dream appears to take place in, like buildings or forests or homes or cities or backyards. It's all you. It's all your consciousness. Your consciousness is, in fact, creating a three-dimensional world, like a hologram. Your expanded self is simultaneously creating the hologram and popping you right back into the middle of it as the player. Your dreams are holograms, and you, in your day-to-day awake life of consciousness, are in a hologram as well. You are creating it. If any detail of the holographic illusion misses the mark and appears fake, though, the illusion instantly collapses. So you've got to make a tremendous effort to make everything appear absolutely real and convincing. And this is how the creation process works. So, you plus your expanded self equals consciousness. You're not just watching a hologram, you're actually creating everything in it, including yourself. Nothing you experience is real. It's all completely made up. It's all a creation of your consciousness. Your expanded self has direct access to this creation and designs in the patterns, and it manages the applications of power to create. Your consciousness controls what pops into your hologram as guided by your purpose and mission that you chose when you decided to play as a human. So let's go a step further. If this is all true, and we know quantum physics has stated, yes, this is true. Money is a holographic illusion like everything else. Where does the money come from? Your consciousness. Money does not come from anyone or anything in the hologram, even though it appears to, and you've convinced yourself that it does. Whatever your current and past financial situations, whatever amount of money appears to be in your accounts right now, whatever debt you appear to have, whatever your income and net worth appear to be, it was all created by the combination of patterns in this energy field that you put there and the tremendous power you apply to pop the illusion of them into your hologram. Now, that may sound really far out, but it's actually the key that unlocks you from being without money. It's quite fascinating, isn't it? But you've got to understand that you are the sole creator. You can build that hologram to include all of this money. It's yours. As long as you recognize this is the illusion that you wish to create, you're going to be using the power of your mind. So many of us today only can see what we believe to be the lack or the non-existence of money in our life. But if you really take charge, you can create another illusion that can fill your accounts up to the max with money. And this is what this event is all about. You are going to learn scientific details, especially from Shantae Taylor. She's going to be there telling you about these incredible techniques in which you can rewire the brain to absolutely and passionately believe that you've got it all. You've got love, money, health, and life is great. If you can't believe it, then it collapses down to nothing. This is the creation factor, and it is the bottom line in the law of attraction. You are going to learn things from a scientific standpoint that has never been discussed in any other format. Get ready to get your mind blown, and it's at this event. Stay tuned for these words. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com.
Join us for Law of Attraction Radio Network's incredible Field of Abundance event, The Science Behind the Law of Attraction, featuring a three-hour workshop with success expert Jack Canfield, along with Howard Martin of HeartMath, cardiologist Dr. Cynthia Thike, best-selling author Dr. David Che, psychotherapist Dr. Amelia Kemp, Doctor of Philosophy Jim Alvino, brain scientist Shantae Taylor, international humanitarian Parisha Taylor, and Jules Johnson, as we validate the law of attraction through science with proven tips, techniques, and applications for every area of your life. October 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Queen Mary Ship Hotel in beautiful Long Beach, California. Go to loaevent.com and purchase your ticket today before it sells out. That's loaevent.com.
Need help realizing your dreams? As a hypnotherapist specializing in the law of attraction, Jules Johnson can help you to break through your critical mind into your manifested dream. Get started today by going to lawofattractiontools.com. Set up a personal Skype video or phone session. Law of Attraction Tools is there to help you turn your desires into reality. That's lawofattractiontools.com.
Okay, we are back. This is Jules on Law of Attraction Talk Radio. You know, this quantum physics stuff is so fascinating because it is bringing you out of old beliefs and allowing you to fully comprehend how you can create your life. There is a source of energy made up of this pure, incredible, awesome love, which has infinite intelligence, which has created the massive universes down to the tiniest subatomic level, where things flow as if they're driving on a freeway. One follows another. That's called the superstring theory. And it's something that literally shifts your thinking into the spiritual aspect of life that has nothing to do with any religion. And yet, it has everything to do with this universal source of energy called love. Freedom from religion is now at hand. Freedom, experiencing this great and awesome creative force of love, is now at hand. We can break free of the religious dogma of the past. We can now understand the energy that surrounds us is pure love, and we can use that to create the life we want. It's not difficult, but it is a new way of thinking for ourselves. It's time that we all become powerful within ourselves. And this is what this show is all about. So let's talk to my friend Dee Wallace. Now, as you may remember, Dee is the actress appearing as the perky mom in Steven Spielberg's movie called E.T. She has a long list of movies that she starred in, and she has been known for the last 8 years as being a healer in which she can bring absolute clarity to people through her channeling. I am so happy to bring Dee back onto my show. It is truly a delight to talk to her again. Welcome back, Dee Wallace.
Well, I'm thrilled to be back with you, Jules Johnson.
Oh my goodness. Just talking to you brings back wonderful memories. It's been a while. It's been a while, but boy, you are doing so many things. And that's what I wanted to ask you. How do you stay so beautiful? Is it your spiritual connection, or are you just always thinking young at heart?
Well, I think they're two in the same.
Oh.
I think when you have a spiritual connection, you are younger at heart because you're not carrying all the baggage of the unforgiveness and the anger and the, you know, I don't want to give it up because he wronged me stuff. And when you let go of all that, your whole energy gets so much lighter.
Yeah.
And people comment on it all the time about my light. Well, we all have, you know, we all have our light. How brightly we let it shine is dependent on how much crap's on top of it. So I try and keep the crap off, you know.
And you are definitely shining. It's just, you are one of the most incredible people I've ever met. So let me ask you, what are you doing these days? Are you still doing private readings? You've got a couple of gigs going on. What's the scoop?
Well, what am I not doing is a better question, I think. I'm recurring on two shows, Grimm and a new show that'll be on mid-season called The Whispers.
Ooh.
Which is Steven Spielberg again.
Oh.
I am doing private sessions every day, two or three from all over the world. I'm doing monthly webinars for my community, a few teleseminar summits, and just came out with my other two books. When was it? July? June or July? They're they're ebooks, but the latest one, Getting Stuff, is really, it's really how to get stuff through the creation of the stuff of you.
Ooh.
Because whatever you are and wherever you're in harmony, that's where creation is.
Wow.
Most of us, that's kind of what I'd like to talk about today is really helping people understand what it means. I think Abraham Hicks calls it in the vortex. I call it being in harmony, being in alignment. We hear all those words. Well, what the heck does that mean?
Uh-huh.
And even with people that I've worked with for some time, they get confused about the process of being in alignment. And once you're in alignment, man, stuff gets created right and left, and you start seeing how easy it is.
So give us a hint on what you do to get into alignment.
I have two or three love places that I go that automatically, when I think about my dog or I think about Gabrielle in her crib when I used to come in the morning, it instantly takes me into an open heart and a love place. And then I choose to direct that, marry that, partner that with whatever it is I want. For example, if you have been wronged by a significant other, and now you're trying to create another significant other, You can't do that while you're still holding resentment or judgment around the last one. You have to bring yourself into harmony, love, and acceptance with all of that. So, you know, you created an experience you didn't want, turn around and create one you do. But so many people try to negate the negative things that have happened and push them away, and you really lose a lot of energy to work with when you do that. Mm-hmm. If you embrace that and bring it in and go, you know, I'm going to love every single thing I've ever done, ever said, ever created in my life. I'm going to love it all. And now I'm going to use all that energy that I have back to direct it toward what I want.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Well, we get it. We've said the words forever, but most of us don't make the choice to do it.
That's it right there. They don't make the choice.
Yeah, and I mean, I was working with someone, and I said, well, you just have to love them. You've got to forgive them and love them. Well, what if I don't want to? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of sums up. And my answer to people is, when that moment happens, say to yourself, okay, I love me even if I choose not to do what I know is going to give me what I want. So know that in that moment, when you choose not to choose to go back into love and joy, you're choosing not to create for yourself what you want in your life.
Oh, wow. Powerful, Dee. Well, oh, my goodness.
It's simple, and it's so simple that people think it's too simple to be the answer, but it is.
Yeah, we try to figure out the complicated side of it, and really, life isn't that complicated.
Because if you struggle, it's worth it more, you know.
Right, so we think.
Yeah, so we've been taught.
Yeah.
You know. Hmm.
That is brilliant. Oh, boy, we've got a lot of callers on there. And so I think we need to get to them, Dee, but we need to take a fast commercial break. Is that all right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Have you been struggling to get the law of attraction to work for you? Dr. David Che's book, Total Law of Attraction, is the book you've been looking for. From the same publisher of The Secret, Total Law of Attraction book is highly rated and has been featured on NBC and Fox News. Available wherever books are sold, or go to totallawofattraction.com.
So I just want to set up for everybody what it is exactly that I do. I'm not a fortune teller. All of my channeling is based on going in and extrapolating the blocks and the truth from your energy that you just need clarity about. Probably the cornerstone of my work is that you have to take responsibility for the creation of your own life. So don't be asking me to do it for you. I'll give you the information, and then you need to shift it with me. Mm-hmm. And you don't do that by just listening to the words. You do that by holding the intention and literally directing your energy from the free will that you were given. Okay.
All right. That is good information. All right. If we're ready, here we go.
My name's Jeannie.
Jean Gerson Greer. I am a friend and a student and of Dee's.
Well, do you have a question for Dee?
I always have a question for Dee. First of all, Dee, how are you?
I'm fabulous, baby cakes. How are you?
Okay, it's been a totally insane day. I have a call back tomorrow for something that SAG doesn't even know about that says new media, but okay, it really isn't, but it really is, and they only want SAG.
So
and
Jean,
no one, none of the agents in New York know what the hell is happening.
Jean, so hold on. My pendulum went to no as soon as you said, I have a call back.
But I do, 3:30 tomorrow.
Yeah, but you know that means there's something that needs to be balanced in your energy around the word callback. So let's get to it. She's,
okay.
But give me a song.
Once Upon a Mattress.
Okay, Jean, what we're going to find out is where is the P? Where is the pee in the mattress that's keeping you from booking these callbacks? And we're going to the sheets, first sheet, second sheet, third sheet, 1 through 5. Hang on. Okay. They're taking me to your Hara line. And we know that your horror line is all about you staying in your knowing. So in other words, when I make the statement, you know you're going to book this callback, I get a no. You know you're going to book any callback, I get a no. So what are we going to do about that before tomorrow? They want to go into why. Sheets. But give me another song.
Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Okay. We're going to the line coming my way. Okay.
Right.
You know, in the creation process, you have to be in alignment with already doing it right now. What does it feel like being on the set doing this? Right now. In the knowing that it's already created. That's what I was talking about in the first of the show, which hopefully people could hear.
No, we couldn't.
No. Well, on the replay. That's what we mean by being in harmony with what you want. So there's anxiety. Whenever you get a call back, there's a level of anxiety, Jean, about, oh my God, am I going to get it? Which is pushing it away from you.
Okay.
So we're going to bring that into balance. You know, you do this with me. I don't have, but I'm saying this for everybody else. I am divine love. They're having me invoke everything so people understand it's all one energy. The violet flame, the golden light, the symbol, and the formula. So it is. Now, they're saying, please play pretend for a while and really see yourself and feel yourself shooting this commercial and having a ball doing it.
Most definitely.
Okay. That's your homework tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's time for you to book some of these suckers, dude.
Honey, the problem with this one is not me. It's just that nobody knows what it is.
There are no
whether
problem.
It's a film, commercial,
Jean.
Or new media or what.
Jean.
But I had such fun to begin with, I don't intend to let that down.
Yes.
One iota.
There are no problems unless you allow them to be a problem. There's nothing in the way. Don't put anything in the way. If you do, it's your creation.
Okay.
Okay. Love you, bye.
So in other words, keep my big mouth shut.
And your heart open. And keep your heart open.
Okay.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hi, guys. Hi, Jules. Hi, Dee. This is Alice.
Hi, Alice. Welcome. What can we do for you, sweetheart?
Okay, you ready for me?
I'm ready.
Okay, I'll try to be concise. Okay.
Yeah, because I don't, I don't want to hear your story, baby. I just want to hear your question.
My question. Okay. I have a particular blockage that I am aware of that I don't know how to overcome. Okay. I was successful with LRA for many, many years. My youngest son developed type 1 diabetes. I learned over the years that sometimes you'll lose jobs and you'll have a buffer of time before that better thing happens.
There's and your belief. Hold on. There's your belief right there. That's what's blocking you.
Okay.
Why do you think that there has to be time in between you create anything? You're creating every moment you're alive and breathing. So if you stop creating something that you want, it's simply that you've decided, for example, like your belief, that it takes a long time to create again. But the reality of creation is that it is continuous and constant. So,
okay.
How about I create everything I want right now and I allow myself to accept it?
Makes sense.
Well, see, you know, guys,
flash to the obvious, right?
absolutely. But that's what we do is there are no limitations in the world. There are only possibilities. And if the possibilities are not coming to us, we are limiting them.
Okay.
So that's what they're talking about when they say you need a new thought, because you can't create that fabulous job dropping in right now if you have never had the thought that that can happen.
Okay. Yeah, I need to stop. I was concerned about having a negative effect on others in my family. But if I don't have to have that buffer time that I believe in, then there should be no negative effect.
Well, let me put it this way. You can only create for you. So if you do something out of love and expansion for yourself, if there are negative effects on anybody else in the family, that's their responsibility for accepting them. And you cannot put yourself aside and enable them. That's a big definition of not loving yourself.
Right. But what about when you're talking about young children?
Okay. So ask me specifically, what about it? You have young children. You want to go back to work? Is that it?
I want to go back to California. And I've done it before miraculously. But like I said, I have a child on insulin now, and I have the fear that my pursuing or, you know, pointing myself in that direction again is going to somehow endanger his health.
You don't think we have doctors out here, baby?
Oh, I know doctors out there.
Okay, well then how are you going to endanger your child's health by moving somewhere? Did you get sick when you were little, when you moved sometime?
Oh, yeah. Actually, every time.
Okay. Well, so, you see, that's what you've got to uncover. Then you're putting your experience of when you were little onto him.
I never thought of that.
Well, welcome to paying me the big bucks here.
That's amazing. I'd forgotten all about that until you asked. We moved a lot when I was a child, and I was sick every time we moved.
Okay, then we have to look at why. Why did you get sick every time you moved? Sheets.
Give
me a song.
I
don't
want
to hear
from your
head. I want. Give me a song. Any song?
Just the first song that pops in my head.
Yeah.
I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Okay. So, boy, you put all this together. You've got a complete picture of why you're afraid to move. First of all, that's what you got as a child. We're moving, we're moving, we're moving, we're moving, because mommy and daddy, or whoever they were, whoever your primary caregivers were, could not be happy and find out who they were, where they are. Right. And what does that say in a child? I can't make them happy. Well, maybe if I get sick and they can take care of me, then they can really feel good about themselves and they'll know why they're here on earth. So I'll get sick and I'll give myself up, but that's not what's happening now. What's happening now is you're giving yourself up by not moving, and your child has taken on the job of being sick. So this is what we call a genetic belief. Wow. I have to get sick in order to get what I want, and then I still don't get what I want because I never get it from within myself. That's the whole picture for you right there. So you have to start within yourself, knowing that when you take care of yourself and live your joy, everybody gets healthier and happier. And that, what's the, hold on, and to convey that to your child. We're going on an adventure. We're going to love ourselves. We're going to give ourselves what we want. And you have a right to get healthier and healthier and healthier while we do it. Now, you get yourself in alignment with that, and everything will turn around.
Okay. I've learned about 20 things that I never realized.
Oh, good. Amazing. I'm glad you got through, sweetheart. Many blessings.
All right. Thank you so much, and I'm glad I got to talk to you.
Me too.
And thank you, Jules.
You're welcome, Alice. You know, there's one thing that you, Dee, taught me years ago that is one of the best manifesting tricks ever. And it's about you standing up and jumping up and down for joy, like, I did it. I did it. I actually did it. I'm just so excited. This is so fabulous.
Yeah.
And do you know that is the most powerful experience that I do to this day?
Wow.
It is mind-blowing because it opens you up. It frees you from your stagnant energy, and it gets you focused and feeling that love place. And it's just, it's the best technique ever. Remember yeah. that, Dee?
Oh, yeah, I still do it. I still do it in my workshops. And what it is you just jump up and down and stamp your feet and go, I'm so happy I'm moving to California and my child is healthy. I'm so happy I'm going on this callback and I booked it already, right? And it involves you physically, mentally, emotionally, which, and all those components have to come together in the creation process. Besides, it's really fun to do, especially if you do it in front of the mirror naked in the morning.
Naked in the morning. Okay. Dee can do that and get away with it. Me, I don't know. But that is a very, very powerful experience. I highly recommend it. And, you know, it works every time for me. That was a huge blessing to know that no matter what state of mind that you're in, you can choose it. And Dee and I were talking earlier that it's always your choice to be happy or to be miserable, right, Dee?
Yeah, and, you know, you've just got to give up your need to be right.
Right.
And you know, and to be the winner. You just have to go, okay, if I'm not choosing to move back into love and joy, I know that I'm doing the very thing that will keep me from getting what I want.
Right. And if that's what all of this is about, the reason why you're here is so that, well, Dee is a prime example. She's showing people how they can take back their power and not live in misery, but live according to what you came here to live. And that's really powerful. I think that's what makes Dee such a powerful healer.
Well, thank you. I feel really blessed to have this incredibly clear channel of mine that sometimes it's tough love, man, but it's always the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like, put up or shut up.
Yes. Now, I wanted to ask you a question too, Dee, because Jack Canfield says that if you want success, you've got to hang around successful people because you need to match that energy vibration. Is that because we are unfamiliar with that kind of level of success? Ourselves don't even know it. We don't know it. So if we don't know it, how can we manifest something?
Well, you can't.
You can't.
You can't. And what hanging around successful people will do is make you realize how uncomfortable you are doing it, which will take you to the realization of how small you look at yourself.
Wow.
And if you look at yourself in a small way, you cannot be a part of the big people. I know this one. Backwards, forwards, and inside out.
That is so true. So we can't be successful unless we know the feeling of that.
You bet. You can't have anything if you don't know the feeling of the experience of already having it.
So that's why they say if you want to have a particular car, you've got to feel as if you're driving in that car. Even though it may be of a higher level, but you're still able to feel it and you have a better chance of getting it or something close to it.
Well, yeah, feeling into stuff is far more powerful than any words you can say. Mm. Now, you know, the little addendum on that is if you feel into that great car and you feel yourself driving it and the experience of it, and then you get up and go, yeah, but that's all bullshit. I'm never going to have it.
Yeah.
Cancels it right out. So I'm not suggesting to people that you in any way fool yourself. And that's why affirmations work for some people and they don't work for other people. Because the person that says, I am affirming this because I know that I am in alignment with this and this is what I want and I love this. I can feel the love around this. Other people do affirmations and go, okay, I'm going to do the bloody affirmations because so-and-so said so on her show that if I say this 50 times, you know, that ain't going to work.
Right.
Because part of them is going, I want it. And the other part of it, of them is going, go ahead, I dare you. You're not going to do this.
Right.
So all of you has to be on board with all of you. And yeah, that's a process. That's a process of being conscious of what you're thinking and feeling and the perspectives that you have on the world. I mean, if you don't see the world loving you, how can you have an experience that the world loves you? That's not possible.
Yeah.
You can only see the world through the perspectives that you are holding within you.
Wow. That is so true. And that is exactly how you start creating. It, yeah. Again, it's really a choice to create. It's a choice to get out of the rut. It's a choice to make a final decision. I'm not going to live that way again. I'm tired of it. I want to have a life that I am in control of, that I am happy with.
Yeah, and, you know, we're just taught from, well, we're taught from time immemorial that we're not in charge of that.
Right.
And so we keep waiting for a God or an Allah or whomever our God is, or we keep blaming our parents or a significant other for why we can't do it, instead of just going, you know, the buck stops with me. It says very clearly in the I Am Discourses that if I do not direct the energy, God and all the forces of heaven cannot intercede on my behalf. That's why it's ask and you receive. Mm-hmm. And ask in the original Hebrew is claim or demand. So I've chosen, I'm committed, I will create this now, and now God and everybody, angels, archangels, extraterrestrials, guides, everybody, come in and partner with me now, because I have a clear direction for you around what I want. And I'm going to hold myself in harmony with that while we create it.
So let's talk about, you just mentioned angels. And say we're calling on all of these entities to come and give us a better understanding of what's going on.
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
I said you choose, you decide, you commit. And then you say, come on, everybody, let's go play. You're not asking or waiting for the information for the guides and the angels and everything, because they're waiting for you.
Good point. Yeah.
Cannot intercede. The energy of creation cannot intercede without your clear asking and direction of where you want it to go.
That's a powerful statement right there.
Well, that's freedom. If you get that, that's freedom.
That is so true. I love that word. Oh, that's good.
That's what we all want. We all want freedom everywhere in our lives, everywhere.
And yet we're the ones that don't give us ourselves freedom.
Exactly, because we keep waiting for somebody else to.
Right. We keep on giving our power away and depending on somebody else to make us free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So that's what we don't do. We don't give our power away. So Dee, tell me about your books. I want to send all of our listeners to go buy your e-books.
Well, they're two very, very different books. Wake Up Now, I send out a weekly e-blast to my people and write an article about what's going on in the energy at that time. And so many of my followers said, gosh, Dee, you should take your best ones and put them into a book. And so I did. And it's the kind of book, you know, if you want to just open it in your morning or evening meditation, it is a great book to use that way, because it will get you back into alignment, remind you of what's positive and possible in that day. Getting Stuff is an entirely different book. Getting Stuff is a fun, easy read, and it's a compilation of all the channeled information about the creation process.
Wow. And how do we go about getting these books?
You can go on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you know, go to Dee Wallace or put in Wake Up Now or Getting Stuff and order it there. If anyone would like getting stuff in hardback, I do have some hardback copies here. I would be happy to sign them to you personally, but wow. You have to write to me through the website, which is imdwallace.com, and say you'd like to order a copy of Getting Stuff. I don't have Wake Up Now in a hardback right now. And then we'll proceed from there, and I'll get you one from the office and sign it to you and all that good stuff.
Oh, wow. An autographed copy. That's hot. Good. Good.
Yeah, because I sell my autographs for a lot of money, you know.
As well you should.
When I go to the movie weekends, I get a lot of money for my signatures.
So what is the future hold for you, Ms. Wallace?
Well, any possibility that I want to create would be my short answer. I want to continue recurring on the two shows that I'm on, or open to something bigger or better. I am creating movies coming in. I definitely, and this is a clear direction that I give out, that I want to create all those things in a way that my life is balanced, that I can continue my healing work, that I can keep my radio show on, I can keep doing my private sessions. So that is a very clear direction and knowing of mine, that I want to do it all in a balanced way. Mm-hmm. I'm in an awesome, great relationship with this great guy that I'm crazy about. Ooh, so I want to have time with him. My beautiful daughter is getting married in a year, so we're heavy in wedding plans.
Oh, how exciting.
Yep, and I am very clear that there has to be a lot of time in there for her. So I'm really very clear about what I want, and yet I leave it open to the universe to bring in all the unlimited possibilities that I might not even have imagined. And I want to give everybody an example of this. I was at a science fiction weekend, and we had done some work on my show around money, and the fact that oftentimes when you make a budget, it can limit how much you bring in because you keep looking at the budget and going, well, this is what I need. And subconsciously you go, so I don't need more than this. So I decided I was going to allow myself to expand out of what I usually make on these weekends. So I did really, really well last weekend, and I'm sitting there and I'm going, wow, thank you. I feel so blessed. I'm in gratitude. A couple of the guys came up and I said, good show, huh? And they said, yeah, it was a good show. It wasn't an awesome show, but it was a good show. And I went, wow, because they usually do really well, these two guys. And I went, well, what makes an awesome show? And they said, oh, five figures. Now, I sat there stunned. And this is what happened in 30 seconds. Oh, my God, I never knew you could make that much at these shows. Now, if I never knew that, I never had the thought of it. And therefore, it was not a possibility for me.
Wow.
The second thought that came in was, but my God, look at what you made. Don't be greedy. And the next thought, the voice said, D, it's not greed, it's expansion.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
So That's, think the most outrageous new thoughts that you can think. You know, I'm going to book every single callback I go to this year. That's an outrageous thought. But we can't create that if we don't allow ourselves to think it.
Right.
And then, of course, be in harmony with it, like jumping up and down. I'm so happy I booked this callback. I'm so happy I booked this callback. So it was, again, you know, we all keep expanding into understanding this. And that was a huge lesson in expansion for me, that still that Kansas kind of guilt raised its ugly head and said, you know, that you don't need more than you need, Deanna. And we all know that we want more than we need. We know that. So we might as well get on with it and love ourselves enough to let all that guilt, which is not ours, by the way, but was given to us, thank you very much, by people who loved us and thought they were teaching as well, but actually ended up limiting us in a big way.
That's so true. And we also got it through our DNA, too, without even from our ancestors. It just kind of follows.
Well, yeah, welcome to Sins of the Fathers. You know, I believe in lack, so I'm going to pass it down to you.
Yeah.
And then the kid doesn't know it has a choice, so it adopts it. According to my channel, genetics is an idea that you have decided to believe in along with your family. So cancer runs in the family is a genetic idea that you've said yes to.
So true. That's powerful right there. Wow, this has been fabulous, Dee. This has just been a great show. I can't thank you enough. Oh, you are fabulous. Will you please come back on?
I will please come back on. I'd be so happy to, Jules. It's great to talk with you again, really. Jules is one of the major people that helped me get started. Oh, those many years ago. I don't even know how many years it is.
It was a while ago, Dee, but do you remember that we met at a seminar for Lee Harris and Story Waters?
Oh, my God, I hadn't till you said that just then, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, we go back a ways.
And they've really done well for themselves, too.
I know. I'm really impressed by both of them. And Lee's doing exceptionally well. So, Dee, thank you so much for coming on. You have shared great wisdom with all of my listeners, and I just thank you for being Dee.
Thank you, darling. Much love to everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules@LOARadionetwork.com and have a great week.